Hold on, I'm just turning on the recorder. Okay, Savio Centimano, is it the 21st already?
Yeah, we're missing.
This is scary.
It is. The last time we spoke was the 2nd of June.
Really?
From my notes.
Yeah,
so you recovered then?
Yes and no. Yes, I feel a lot better. No, in that if I carry on behaving as I've behaved for the last 20 years, then I'm going to run into serious trouble. So I'm having to completely change the way I live, work, and everything else. So that's what I'm beginning to wrestle with over the next few months.
Yeah.
How to completely change my, just my behaviour patterns, really.
Yeah.
The way I push myself relentlessly.
Dave, you sound very distant.
Yeah, hold on, hold on a second. Let me just change my headset. Wait a second. Right. How's that?
That's a bit better, thank you.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just shifted the mic on my headset. Right, so yeah, so so that's forcing me to rethink my business model. Like I'm asking you all to rethink your business model.
Yeah.
But to do it a lot sooner than I planned to, and to just rethink everything, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah, quite a wake-up call. But I feel a bit better today.
The message was saying that you were sort of run down and you had a throat and... was it a chest or throat?
Well, I was rushed to hospital with a suspected heart attack.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that bit.
And I didn't want to tell you all that until I'd actually got better. I didn't want to worry you all thinking, oh, blimey, he's not going to be here anymore, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I thought, this is silly, because I knew, I didn't think I had a heart attack, but the A&E unit did.
Mm-hmm.
And all it was I had had a virus. I had been in bed 4 days, I got up too early, I pushed myself too hard, and the body said, not having this, and just collapsed me, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up in hospital for a couple of days, a week of sleeping, a lot, and then lots and lots of advice as to the kind of therapy I needed over the medium term to make sure that I don't end up with ME.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so it's been quite a wake-up call, so I'm slowing lots and lots of things down. And next year I'm just not going to travel like I've been travelling so far. So next year, for example, I won't be taking on any executive coaching clients unless they come to see me at Gatwick.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise I'm just not interested.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, lots and lots of things will be changing.
I have to
because I thought, this is lying in the bed in acute whatever it was heart unit in the hospital. I thought, this is not funny. And got lots of very cross phone calls from my family saying, why are you doing this, why are you behaving like a complete wally? And my daughter was crying from Australia, so it was quite an emotional time, but I have learned a lot in a very short period of time about how not to behave. So I've got to change my business and allow you all to see me doing that so that you can see how you can change it for the better too.
Yeah. I'm sorry, and I just, hope you get your act together health-wise and, you know, bodily-wise and everything so that the work-wise can follow.
Yeah. And it is just watching my body signals. So if I start getting a headache now, I'm not going to push it. I'm just going to close down and go home.
Yeah.
So this week I've been sleeping in the garden from about 3:30 onwards. So change, I'm not pretending I'm Superman anymore.
Yeah. I don't know if I've got such a wake-up call, but I got a chest infection.
Right.
And I was getting headaches and my eyes were going cross-eyed and crap, you know, rubbish like that. So it's a similar sort of thing, but perhaps not to the hospital level.
Right.
So, and part of it was, I mentioned to you before, because I'd stopped the training, I was finding that, you know, I was getting more of these headaches and,
yes.
And you know, just pressure in between my eyes. I felt like my eyes were being pulled together.
Yeah.
And then also this chest infection, you know, just told me I was run down.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to plan to go away. We're not going to Kenya because... or something like that, because it's just too much on, really.
Yeah.
And this client of mine is in Eastbourne.
Uh-huh.
she said we can go and stay there. So I'm so tempted to do that.
And oh, wow.
So that's not far from you, is it?
No, no. It's about an hour's journey from me, but no, my daughter went to a university down there, and it's actually not far as a crow flies. It's just an awkward journey that takes about an hour, but it's a lovely area.
Yeah. So that's my laser coaching session saying I have to call you.
Okay.
Did I call you early?
No, I don't think so. Let me just check. Hold on a second. let me just check on my schedule. Wait a second. Here you are, 10 o'clock.
Yeah. 10 o'clock, yeah.
Hang on time, yeah. Oh, did you get an automatic email then?
Just now, yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to go over there. I'm going to take a lot of the marketing stuff.
Yeah.
Because up until, even over the last few weeks since June, I've been trying to get things changed. In the marketing sense.
Okay.
And also trying to get to understand the true potential system.
Yes.
Which has good bits and also has poor bits.
Right.
I'm going to be setting up a new website.
Right.
Because the one they have is okay, but it doesn't really do everything that you and I know it needs to do.
Yes.
My old guy, the guy who set up my initial website, he's left Capita.
Okay.
And he's gone freelancer. He said he'll do my website for me quite cheaply, which is good.
Okay.
We just need to get the wordage and what we need on it.
Yeah.
So I'm working on that in the background. I did work on what you suggested about doing the executive summary.
Okay.
And on the one that you helped me with a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
I did actually put some of that wordage into the website that's been provided to me.
Right.
And it reads a lot better.
Okay.
I don't know if you've got time to look for it, but I think we should look at it later if we've got time.
Do I have the latest copy?
No, because it's not a printout. It's on their system, and your comments on it on some of the boxes in your last message.
Right.
You know, I've done. So, you know, if we've got time, we can look at it. But I think going forward, I've had the initial meeting about reorganizing the office.
Uh-huh.
I've actually done that.
Right.
I've got a whiteboard and do something similar to something out of the e-myth book.
Okay.
About the different departments and different levels of accountability.
Yes.
So they could see what's going on in my head and why I've been pulled in all directions.
Sure.
Those, you know, they're only responsible for maybe one or two boxes.
Uh-huh.
I'm like responsible for 15.
Right.
You know, and the make or break situation.
Right.
End of the line situation. So I think they understand that. So now what I have to do is take those boxes that they work in and say this is what needs to be done.
Right.
I think I could sense in Eve that it might be too much for her, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because then I can say, look, these are the only things you can really do to the level that you're expected to do them.
Yes.
And that means we've got to get someone in.
Yeah.
Someone else in who can do all these things.
Yes.
That you can't do for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So I think it's in a softly, softly way. I think, well, because, you know, I find it very difficult to tell people to, you know, that they're not doing what they're supposed to do.
Sure.
And I said to them, I'm a terrible manager.
Yeah.
So they know I need to get a manager in.
Yeah, yeah.
Who I can delegate these sorts of things to.
Okay.
So my biggest concern is Eve. Kathy and I have to think about our family first.
Yeah.
And I have to express to her that, you know, there's things that have to be done in a certain way.
Uh-huh.
No matter how we feel about the family, you know, the business pays for everything.
Yeah.
So I think I feel better that I've actually grasped the nettle.
Excellent.
And over the next month, I suppose, I'll be focusing on that. What's happening with you in August? Do you normally take a break in that time, don't you?
Yeah, August there's no coaching at all. And what I do is I normally take the first 2 weeks where I literally go away, so nobody can reach me. And I'm going away to see my brother in Missouri for a week and then my parents in Florida for a week.
Right.
And then when I come back, I tend, if I come into the office, you know, it tends to be fairly casually, and I'm just not available, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that way I can have a proper break in the summer after really an intensive year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not contracting really until the 1st September.
But, so we're coming up to the end of July.
Yeah.
And I presume then we've got to really make August the time where I address all these things.
Yeah, I think it's important that, you know, I understand, and you understand, for the rest of the summer, what's the agenda? Whilst I'm not here and, you know, there's nobody for you to talk to, what actions should you have completed by the 1st September?
Yeah.
I think we need to be quite clear about that, and you do need to be quite clear about that, because this kind of time in August is an unusual time of the year where it's time for you to just take a breather and just say, well, you know, what has to be ready for the autumn?
Because
when the autumn hits you, it really hits you.
Mm.
Then people start getting really busy and expecting a lot of you.
Yeah.
So do use August to...
Yeah. I've taken some steps on the mortgage front. I've got a couple of connections to do mortgage business.
Yeah.
There's a one of my old reps used to work for Charlton and Gloucester.
Yeah.
She's come away from maternity leave, and she's very diligent and very on the ball sort of thing.
Right.
So I know she set up a small mortgage thing just to help, you know, just to do her own thing rather than go back to work full time.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of subcontracting to her.
Yes.
To do mortgages for me.
Yeah.
For a cut.
All right.
That way, you know, our objective of sort of pushing that off to someone else will be done. I've got a similar relationship with another IFA who's a mortgage broker.
Right.
So I'm seeing him on Thursday, and, you know, I want to see that as a backup just in case this goes as well. You know, my child comes first.
Yes, of course.
You know, I've had that experience, so I just want to have a contingency in place.
Okay.
So that's one thing. You know that little flowchart I had called the wealth care plan that we worked on before?
Yes.
You know, with the circle and little boxes.
Uh-huh.
I've taken that with me, you know, just that sheet with me to a couple of clients. And, you know, instantly, you know, you can see the picture paints 1,000 words.
Right.
That is, you know, they feel so comfortable with it.
Really? Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, I think James is, you know, he's got 3 points, hasn't he?
Yes.
Something, something review. Something,
yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
I think that's good, maybe for a general brochure, but I think this little circle is very useful because, like, I saw someone yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted me to give them advice on investing £300,000.
Yes.
Which is great. I mean, I really want to do the business. But I said, look, you know, I need to do this bit before I get onto the investment bit.
Okay.
And they said, all right, that's good. We should get that sorted out in 2 or 3 weeks.
Right.
So, you know, I felt good. I wasn't hurried just to invest straight away without doing things in a methodical way.
Oh, that's interesting.
In the past, I would probably say, all right, here's the forms. You know, someone wants to write me a check.
Okay.
You know, and I could see that they felt less pressurized as well. So,
and they're breathing.
So, you know, I think that working process is good. Now, one of my colleagues, ex-colleagues, my ex-partner, who's based in Pangbourne, he's thinking of taking on the True Potential system as well.
Okay.
Because his compliance is rubbish. You know, he thinks as a Middle Eastern.
Right.
Which is not the way compliance people think.
Okay.
Okay. Thinking in Arabic is very different to thinking in English, I think.
Okay.
You know, there's a few grenades chucked in here as well for fun. Anyway, Yeah, he pointed out the same things I saw in the TP system that could have been a problem.
Right.
But he instantly, you know, on this client website, you know, with my system, the clients can go and see their details.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, so he was saying, like, good, this is useful for the clients because they can see how things develop.
Yes.
But he said, look, you know, we should be saying for the first year they get it free.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, they've got to pay so much per month or something like that.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
So the first month, for the first year,
uh-huh,
they go on it and they get used to it and they do the fact find and fill in all the details.
Right.
And then we, in a year's time, say that you like this system, it's going to cost a nominal fee, you know.
Okay.
£5 a month or something like that.
Sure. Well, that's one way of doing it, and you need to test that
to
see if that works.
Yeah, so it's an idea, so these are the sort of things I want to address over the next month, I think.
Yeah.
Whether I could operate it.
Yeah.
Chart. Coming back to that chart as well, I could see it would be easier to actually say, look, now this costs so much of my time, and therefore it costs so much of my money.
Right.
So, you know, what we're working to, which is my problem,
okay,
of having to describe how I charge fees.
Now, is this the client journey, or is this the workflow spreadsheet?
It's the client journey.
Okay.
I called it the wealth care plan.
Okay.
Which you may recall, I've got one here, and basically it starts with initial discussion, information, then information gathering, then discovery meeting, then the vitals.
Right.
Then research, and then discuss your wealth plan, and then implement your wealth plan.
Is it a PDF or a Word doc?
It's a PDF.
Okay. All right. And I've got a copy, haven't I?
Yeah, it's one I sent you for my friend Marcel.
Okay.
And in it there were about four different versions, but this is the first one. I'll send you a copy anyway.
Okay, I'm just opening up my client notes now, looking for Savio PDF. I'm just scrolling down now, got a load of PDFs there. Savio, Nicola, Osham Reese, Richard, Robin. That's interesting. Okay, I haven't saved your PDF, so if you got a latest one, that would be useful.
Okay, I'm looking for it now. See. I'm making sure, yeah, this is the one. Okay, I'm going to send it to you now.
Okay.
Forward. Okay, is it done?
Are the wealth care plan flowchart?
Yeah.
The one? Oh, right, you sent it to me on the 2nd of June.
Yeah. It's the first page. I'm just going to modify it a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, I remember I made comment on this, didn't I?
Yeah.
Saying it was kind of slightly unbalanced, there's not a lot in the review process and so on and so forth. Okay, yeah, I'll
move
this
one.
Yeah.
I need to add to that bit.
Yeah.
But while I'm seeing clients now,
yes,
at least they can see that there's a process.
Yeah, good. And they actually understand it.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I think that's the main thing.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Okay.
And, you know, when I go with them again, I can take a sheet with me and just tick them off. Okay, we've done this bit, we've done this bit, we've
excellent.
Done this bit.
Excellent. Healthcare plan flow chart. So I'm going to call it Savio Santimano Client Journey, and then in brackets, what you call it, Wealthcare Plan Flowchart.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. And you know that I've been thinking of the three words you want us as well for website.
Okay.
And I still haven't come up with anything I like.
Okay.
But you know the Wealthcare Matters.
Yes.
Which I did very quickly.
Uh huh.
Many months ago. I mean, it still seems to me to be quite good.
Okay, Wealthcare Matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you know, start with something and just try it.
Yeah.
And just let your clients, and then you can always, you know, change it. You don't have to put it on everything, and you just start, use it somewhere, try it, and don't put everything, you know, put put it on everything yet until you're really, really happy and the clients actually get it. And it actually says something about who you are and what you do. Good.
Okay.
That's good.
So there's a lot of things you can see that will hopefully happen in August. I'm going to be seeing Marcel again to work on this chart.
Right.
So hopefully we'll get a 2-3 options.
Okay.
By the autumn.
So by the end of August, what will you hope to have finished and completed?
Well, at least my executive summary, which pushes onto the website.
Uh-huh.
Because this website guy said he would do 10 pages for me.
Okay.
So I want to put the right things, in those 10 pages. I don't know if you could recommend me looking at any other websites which you think that you've seen recently.
Okay. Summary onto a website. Yeah, and it may not be inside this industry, because there's not a lot of good stuff in this industry.
You know that Serenity?
Yes.
I'm sure I emailed whatever her name is.
Tina Weeks?
Weeks.
Uh-huh. Tina Weeks.
Tina, that's it.
Yep.
I actually met her.
Yes.
Many, many years ago when she... I think she went to Sesame initially.
Uh-huh.
When they set up their mortgage broking thing.
Yeah, because she was heavily into mortgages.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where she started.
Yeah, and I remember the name Weeks. She said Financial Weeks, and I thought,
yeah,
that's a nice one.
Yeah.
It goes with the name, so I thought, yeah, thanks.
You know, they don't make masses of money, but they've got a nice little business, and she's taken a year to learn how to do true financial planning rather than flogging financial advice.
Yeah.
And it was hard work for them. When you learn something new, it means your business begins to suffer in what you're doing before. But she's kind of held it all together, and now she really gets kind of the Kinder style of life plan. That's the model she's chosen. It's not the only model, but it's the one she's chosen. And she uses it ruthlessly with her clients, and the new clients absolutely love it and pay her fees that she's never been paid before.
Yeah.
So she's really excited. And so, that's not the best website in the world, the Serenity website.
But there's some bits from it, like that video thing, which, it's got some very good things in it.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, maybe I should be having maybe a video clip like that.
Absolutely. Now, people, Phil Calvert put her in contact with Jamie Steele in Ireland, who got that done for her. Jamie loves doing all that. But there are lots and lots of people you could go to in the video area that would do, something like that for you.
Yeah.
But she paid, I'm not sure how much she paid, but the kind of fee Jamie's charging is around $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not cheap, but it's just different, isn't it, Savio?
Yeah.
It's completely different.
Yeah. But yeah, I dropped her a message because I met Phil Calvert as well many, many years ago. And I said, look, I'm with, I'm obviously working with you, David.
Yeah.
And I said that I thought the message that was coming across was very good, and I want to, I really appreciate what she's done. And I said, say hi to Phil. Do you know Phil then?
I know Phil very well.
Yeah.
I know Phil very well. He's a bright guy, beautiful speaker. He first helped me when I came out of being a financial planner and didn't know what I was doing. I had no clue. And he helped me kind of meet various people to get me on my feet to be a speaker and a writer.
Mm-hmm.
So I owe him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He really encouraged me. But yeah, he's good.
Mm.
He's good. So yeah, Serenity, you really like that. So I think when you've got the budget for that, I'm happy to introduce you to Jamie or people like him who are just used to putting those things together.
Yeah. So I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And hey, if it needs that money to get it right. Provided that, what I said to you last time, my big concern at the moment is, even though I've passed some of these exams, I don't know the biggest thing, which is knowing my client well enough.
Right.
And how to advise them. I feel that over the last few years, with studying for exams and just trying to rethink things, I feel that I've kind of lost sight of who and what I'm doing,
yeah.
what I'm meant to be doing.
Yeah.
I think what's also helped me now is redefining my perfect client will help me to redefine how to focus on what I do.
Yeah, and you have to do that work. And before you spend any money on videos, websites, whatever,
yeah.
you really have to crack what the models like the executive template demand. The
yeah.
executive template demands,
yeah.
are you really sure you know who your client is? Do
yeah.
you know what their problems are? Forget
yeah.
about you.
Yeah.
And can you actually deliver any of the solutions?
Yeah.
When you've gone through that thinking process, and that's actually quite hard work for your, for everybody's brain to just, and it's scary because you think, oh, blimey, I've never thought like this before. But when you've done that work, then the video and the web people can begin to pick that up and say, I get that. I know how to communicate that to the outside world, and it's a journey, and you're not going to crack it all at once. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's it, really. I mean.
Okay. So over the summer, then you're going to work on the executive summary onto the website.
Mm.
The web designer will help you produce some more pages to tell the world the problems you solved. Anything else you're going to do during August? Apart from taking a break.
Well, I mean, I do hope to try and crack this back office situation with my staff, and so that people know what they have to do and when they have to do it, and make my life less miserable, and therefore their life less miserable.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I have to break now.
So, who have you got on board so far? There's Eve
and Kathy at the moment.
Just Eve and Kathy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I think, I have to really, really show them what needs to be done.
Yeah.
It needs employing someone else. I have to do that.
Yes. And are you of the mind that at the end of the day, those two people in your life may not be the two people who should be in the office? Is
exactly.
That? Okay. All right.
Without saying too much.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right. Because I had to say to Wendy, you shouldn't be here. My Wendy, my wife, my loved one, and she saw that.
Mm.
I just said, I need skills that you don't have, and this doesn't do you any good.
Mm.
And so she said, yeah, I agree with you.
Mm.
So that was uncomfortable, but it had to be done.
Mm.
So even Kathy might not be in your team by the end of the year.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
Good.
Okay. Covered a lot.
Okay. Are you feeling better now, yourself?
Health-wise?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm getting there, but I have to sort of say, I have to carry on with my karate, because when I'm not training enough, I really do get stressed, and, I've got to be around in the future.
Yeah, that's important to you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just unhappy.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Have a wonderful summer.
Yeah, likewise. And you take care of yourself.
I will do.
All right.
I'm definitely working on that.
Yeah.
Okay, good talking to you.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.